That's what I'm always hoping when I have a guest in studio, that it'll all work out for us here. And Rick Porter is in-house with us here at WCUW. Let's get the legalese out of the way. WCUW 91.3 FM. WCUW.org. We call it the Jukebox of Americana. And just a pleasure to have you with us, as well as Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Troy. Nice to be here.
I'm going to chase the mic until I find where you're at. I think you're right there.
How are we doing?
I think we're doing great. So what you been up to, Rick Porter?
I've been a little busy after a hiatus, COVID hiatus, that stopped me dead in my tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Been rehearsing, been in the studio doing a soft version of a few tunes, and it's going to be preceded by a project with the Roadside Gypsies, Peter Allard, Barb Sakala, and Joe DeMaris, and myself. We're going to do an EP at Wachusett Recording Company with Mike Harmon. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that. We were in rehearsal last night, and pretty busy writing for that. So
Excellent. All
original stuff, of course.
Well, you know, your presence goes way back.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of to the roots of the emerging rock and roll, Americana, blues, all of it coming out of Worcester here.
Yeah, well, I'm very, very lucky to be a pioneer, really, of the Worcester scene, the beginnings from the Blue Plate. I think it really started at the comic strip down on Lincoln Square, where they had big bands, and I was just a kid, and we could sneak in there and see the Barbarians and all kinds of bands, the Grassroots, and just big bands. And Worcester's the place, you know, and it still has a tremendous heritage. As you know, we can just see just about anything we want here. And so pretty proud to be a part of that that history. Yeah.
I'd like to say, chatting up front, that I'm from somewhere else. So it's all fresh and new to me. Anything that I learn, I truly appreciate hearing. I still remember the first concert I tried to go out to when I moved. I moved from Indiana to Somerville, and then 2 years there, and then to Worcester in 84. And the first concert I tried to go out to, and I can't remember, it was the winter of 84 or 85, actually. I was here for a while before I got this settled in. But it was to see the reunion of Zonkeres at the Country Club in the Galleria.
Oh, yeah, that was an early one.
Do you remember that? What year was that?
Well, you know, some of these things are pretty fuzzy to me. I'm not sure I'm the right person for the dates.
That's all right. But for me, I was like, what? I can't get into this place because this band's so hot. You know, it was packed.
Yeah.
It was just out packed. They were at their limits. So there you go. It's out of the gate. And
it was an incredible music scene here. Yeah. I know that it still is. And quite frankly, you just posted about Halligan's, you know, and those great guitar players that were there, you know. So
that was phenomenal.
We keep it going. But back in the day, there was the Blue Plate and so many different clubs and so many talented people. You know, I never proclaimed to be a guitar player or a singer or anything. I was a songwriter.
Yeah.
And I was surrounded by so many talented people, and we still have them here. So what a great heritage, you know, and I'm just so happy to still be kind of in there punching. Yeah.
Well, that amazing band Zonkeres did leave us with one fine album for sure, and there must be some tape somewhere, but the opening track on this album is whose? Tell us about it.
I wrote it. You know, we lost Paul Vona, the co-founder of Zonkeres, a few years ago, and one of my last conversations with him, I want to be very candid about this, is that, you know, the album was amazing. We had Bill Havlison from Crosby, Stills, and Nash who produced it. Gil Marco, we were at Longview Studios where the Stones were. You know, there's so many things that make it seem like it was incredible, and it was. But it was very overproduced. There were a lot of guests on it. And one of my last conversations with Paul was, why didn't we just record it live? And that's what Zonkeraz was a great live band. But nevertheless, it was recorded at Longview Studios, and we had a bunch of people on it. And I guess we're going to spin it.
Here we are. It's music from Zonkeraz, from the Zonkeraz album right here, live over the air, coming your way from WCUW. Just hang on one sec. If I do that, we'll have the next track all queued up, Rick Porter.
All right.
Yeah. Boy, there was some amazing work on there. It's just, the production on it really is very, very excellent.
And, well, it was...
everything shines through.
Yeah, that was Johnny Webster doing vocals on there. From the Chain now. And Walter Crockett, of course, was on that playing guitar. So cast many, many, many people on that contributing, yeah.
Who was on bass?
John Webster was on bass.
John Webster, yeah.
And singing.
Yeah, wonderful. Zonkerez, so there we are at the beginning. I mean, we can show folks where you are at that time. You folks had been together how many years up to this point?
Well, I think that was four or five years, and we ran seven. We went 7 years. And then, just like a lot of bands, I think what happened with Zonkerez is we burnt out Worcester, and my writing changed. And I got hooked on Devo and Talking Heads and all the groovy things that were happening in Boston. And that just changed the whole ball game.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, for your involvement with that particular band, so you went on and you created new bands.
We took the basis of Zonkerez, which was Billy McGilvery, John Webster, Paul Vona, and myself, and Larry Preston. And we moved to Boston and started a band called The Shades.
Okay.
And my writing changed drastically. And I actually think was one of the better bands I was ever involved with.
You got some shades with you here.
I do have some shades with me.
Why don't we just?
I don't know the quality, but yeah. I did cue. We have to cue up the second.
All right.
Of that.
All right. Well, let's give that a go. So again, in the Shades, what time period is this?
That was 7 years after Zonkerez, so late 70s, very early 80s. I don't know if we had a hit record in Boston, and I have that also. I don't know if you want to play the hit first.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that. Set it up for us while I'm cueing.
Okay, well, it was called Wanna Make Love. It was the most played local, I want to make sure that I say it was a local hit in Boston. It was most played local hit in Boston at the time. It was recommended for national airplay on Billboard magazine and never got there. But we had a lot of work from it, and we were very, very busy from this particular single. Okay. This is a live version from a concert we did. And I think we were introduced by Mark Parenter from WBCN at the time.
All right. So I'm seeing 40 minutes on the cue here, so it's going to start right in. I don't have to cue. Just hit play, right?
I think it's the first song, yeah.
All right. There we go.
All right, everybody. First of all, we want to thank WBCN and WCOZ for making this next song very possible for us. It's called Wanna Make Love on Bayshore Records, and you can get it at Strawberry Records and Tapes. What can I say?
Just great stuff, Rick Porter. Amazing. That's amazing. Well, this is The Shades.
Yeah, that's
again,
The Shades.
And
a very unknown band, by the way, to Worcester, because when Zonkeres broke up and we started doing this stuff, the Worcester fan base was like...
You went another direction. That was a...
Death threats.
I can't imagine, but I can see how well received you were in Boston. This groove was like... it was big.
It was a great run.
And even when I came in 82, I still remember in 82 what was going on at the Rat and all the clubs at the Channel.
And we were really rocking all those places. And we were opening up for great bands, Robert Palmer, Devo, and just really.
Some A&R guy should have marched you guys right into an office.
Well, that's a whole other story I'll tell you off
air.
We were ready to break, and we had a typical rock and roll story that ruined everything. I'll let you know about that later.
Okay. that's for the back pages of the book, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the playing on that, Bill McGilvery, how old was he?
God, boy, he was a kid.
Yeah, he wasn't legal yet.
I don't know if he was legal yet.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
I know. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this does, I mean, I appreciate him tremendously, I mean, as a performer, et cetera. And this just brings a whole new light to that, the roots of where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, we were all kids, really, but it was a gateway for a lot of people. Walter Crockett and with Zonkeres and Larry Preston. Went on to do great things. And so it's very interesting to look back.
Now, I recollect a band you were in, Preston Porter Band. So
that was the next one after The Shades.
Okay. Do we have any recordings of that with you?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I had a bunch of them, and I happened to find just one.
Okay.
A total turnaround once again in writing and what I wanted to play. I went back to roots, and Larry and I got together and said, let's just do rockabilly. And we were influenced by the Stray Cats, which we ended up playing and opening up for a few times and getting to know very well. And that was another run, and a totally different approach to writing, obviously. And
is this an opening track or? You have to move in somewhere.
I think this is an opening track would be okay on this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, unless I wrote... No, I think we're okay. I did play it.
Yeah.
I think Bobby Clarence speaks in this first.
Oh, okay.
Late, great Bobby Clarence.
Yes. And speaking of speaking, I have to actually just run a quick spot here for these folks, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
In studio here with Rick Porter here on the Jukebox of Americana, having some fun listening to some real history of rock and roll that took place here and his career through it. Rick Porter in studio here with us as we visit with some earlier material of his. Tell us again, though, just real quick for folks just tuning in.
Well, this was the third band of my career, and it was Preston Porter and based in Worcester, Ralph Steiner, and this is Bobby Clarence, Steve Clarence, the late Steve Clarence, Bobby Clarence, and Larry Preston.
Here goes.
Hi, this is Jackie Smith. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM on the web at WCUW.org.
It'd be good to your waitresses tonight and tip them while they're working for you.
Well, that was a good track, too. Just some great stuff, Rick Porter. Wow.
Thank you, Drew.
And again, this band was called?
Preston Porter Band.
Preston Porter Band.
Based in Worcester, rocked Ralph Steiner every Wednesday night and toured. We were all over the place with this band. Mm-hmm. We had a bus. We played from Quebec to Pennsylvania. And that was the hardest working band I was ever in. It 28 nights a month was not
uncommon.
Uncommon for us, yeah.
But you were having some fun.
We had a lot of fun in that band.
I bet you did. So we have your latest work actually set up here. Can we try?
Well, it's the latest thing. It's an unplugged prelude to what I'm really looking forward to, and that's Studio Time coming up soon with the Roadside Gypsies, which is Bob Sarkla, Peter Allard, Joe DeMaries, and myself. That's really what this soft release is all about. But it was fun also, and it was done at Wachusett Recording Company in Princeton.
And it's just you.
It's just me.
Here goes.
Lou swims in the water, his home right through. He swims like an otter, so true that blue. Blind dog Lou, gonna show you here and now. Blind dog Lou, gonna show you here and now. Wait for this blind dog. Blind dog, gonna show you here and now. Blind dog Blue, gonna show you here and now. Blue swims like the water, dog I've had. He's like a motor, even when he's blue and sad. Blind dog Blue, gonna show you here and now. Blind dog Blue, gonna show you here and now. Where could it blind dog? Like no other dog I've had. He's like a motor, even when he's sad and bad. Blind dog Blue, gonna show you here and now. Blind dog Blue, gonna show you here and now. Where put it, blind dog? We're through the blind out blue.
Wow, that was sweet. Rick Porter with us here. New music from you.
New music, still writing. It's a lonely place, but still writing.
Well, it's that was a really fine piece, and again, just set it up for us as was this setting. It's in essence a raw recording for the bigger project that's coming along.
Right. Just wanted to have a soft release to get my name back out there. It's been a hiatus with COVID and everything stopped me dead in my tracks.
Right.
I was busy with my daughter, who's an artist, as you know, Allison, and. I had friends in Nashville, and I was going down there quite a bit and playing, and COVID just crashed me. And, you know, like so many people, I realized, hey, there's more than just music.
Right.
And I stopped. And so this is just a coming out party. I thought I'd go in first and do four soft tunes. I actually did 11 soft tunes and then picked four of them and mastered them and released those.
Well, you can call it a soft release if you want, but it's showing up in Spinatron. So anybody worldwide who plays this, you're gonna get that .00000
Well, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
No, just saying, it is registering on the charts. So that's great. We have the Zonkeraz album still, and I'd like to step back if we may to that one.
Sure.
To the earlier work, and you let me cue something up. What did I cue up?
Blues in Mind, I think.
Think so. the second to the closing or second track on the one side or the other for sure. Here we go. Rick Porter, I bet that dance floor filled right up when you guys started on that one, no?
Yes,
with the couples.
That was Nancy Roach, by the way, who took over when Joanne left to join the ranks of Longview Farm Studios.
I don't know why I had her in mind. Every time I've been playing this album, of course, I'm looking at the credits, but the sweet job there. And I've only seen the band with Joanne, so.
Right. Well, Nancy never came back for the reunions. I believe she was out west, but I'm not sure of that. But had a beautiful voice and a sweetheart.
If we can, we're going to visit with the recording that was captured at the Hanover Theater with one of your reunions.
And that would be Joanne Bonnard, the original singer.
Can you set that concert up for us a little bit?
The one at the Hanover, I believe there were a couple, so I'm not sure which one you've queued up. But we did reunions.
This would be Jack Frost.
Yeah. We ended every Zonkerez show with Jack Frost, the song I wrote. And we did reunions at a lot of different places. And then We did two at Hanover, and then the final one was at Indian Ranch.
Right.
Who knows where the hell he is?
Hey, Ben.
This was the last one.
Not sure we sent anything out to Jeff Barnard yet either. Let's
guess what?
Jeff Barnard, in our thoughts.
This is Zonkerez live at the Hanover Theater.
It's that time of the night. We're going to say goodnight to all of you. Want to thank everybody for coming out because, as I said, if you're not here, we're not here. And like a hand for this rhythm section behind me over here, I'm telling you. They keep playing like this, they'll never have kids. It's the rhythm method. And a hand for our videographer over here, Hermit. All right, let's get it going.
The sun was coming through,
baby.
Looked up again and the sky was turning blue,
baby.
Looked at the trees and the leaves were turning brown,
baby.
Looked up again, oh, they were
falling to the ground.
And it's time for me to leave this town. Coming round, and it's time for me to leave the town. Snowflakes falling to the ground.
Yeah, it's just a magical, magical night of music.
The reunions were incredible.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah. We're going to just slide out of this, if we may, and we're going to come back to it, but because we're quite literally running out of time here, and have Rick Porter in studio. We're visiting with where he's been, where he's gone. Well, I don't know if he will ever know where he's going, but he's having fun along the way, that's for sure. Now, from your, you've got the soft release, you're calling it, and I have to tell you, there's one track on here I would like to share, if we may, from it, North Worcester County.
Yeah, my favorite place.
Uh-huh.
I really love, I guess I'm a lucky guy. I really love Worcester and where we live and what goes on here. And, you know, I'm a country guy, even though I'm in the city and write all kinds of stuff. I'm basically a country guy. So North Worcester County is the place.
All right, here we go.
Well, I thought that I would like the city and those lights, but those city lights, no lights for me. And I long to be North Worcester County, where the ledge hits the hemlock tree. Yeah, take me there, I'm leaving on a train. Take me where people know my name, and I can't stand another day. North Worcester County, I'm on my way. I thought that I would like the city and that race, but that city pace is way too fast for me. And I long to be North Worcester County, yeah, where the ledge hits the hemlock tree. Take me there, I'm leaving on a train. Yeah, take me where people know my name, and I can't wait another day. North Worcester County, I'm on my way. North Worcester County, I'm on my way. North Worcester County, I'm on my way.
I'll agree. It's God's country, right?
It really is. I love it.
Oh, just Massachusetts. I just love being here so much. And again, I got to say, you know, I'm from somewhere else, and it's very, very different out that way.
Yeah. I love the city. I love this city. You know, mm-hmm. I was born and raised here. I'm in an apartment now, and I look out over the whole city. And I'm one of those guys that love it.
And then while you were in the city back in those years, you would look out and you'd say, boy, I'd like to just maybe go fishing.
And I do.
Down. But when the sun gets too strong, underneath willow tree. I gone fishing, go fishing, go fishing, go fishing. A little better. That's being here on this track, Jack, telling you all about. You know what I'm talking about? We're gone fishing, daddy, gone fishing, mama, gone fishing, baby. Hey, y'all, I gone fishing. Grab my dog and go fishing. Get my rod and go fishing.
That's so Rick Porter.
It's so fun, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, I have to say, in the sequencing of this album, the only thing I would have done different was put that track last.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But I love it. It fits right in there for sure. We're back to 1979 for that.
Wow.
Man, you guys were the rocking thing.
50 years. Where did it go?
I know. Well, I have to tell you, I'm just honored that I'm able to sit here with you now in this year, sharing all this great stuff, and you've got a whole project ahead of you.
I do. But I'm honored to be here. You know, this is one of Worcester's greatest treasures, this studio. And
We're wanting to step back up to the live concert at the Hanover Theater. Any last words that we can share here of wisdom, whatnot, great fishing places? I don't know.
Well, all I want to say is get out there, everybody, and enjoy your city and the incredible talent that we have, and support local live music.
Yeah. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you, Troy.
So we're stepping back to the Hanover Theater. This is the last reunion of Zonka Rouse. That's Walter right there.
The Gator. Together. All right.
Zonker has recorded live at the Hanover Theater. The video says 11 years ago. It just seems like yesterday. I got to say it one more time. Rick Porter, thanks for coming in. This was just such a treat for us.
Thank you, Troy.